Good morning, Wake Up HCC. Cris Oviedo here with you on this Monday morning. It is November the 1st. It's a new month. It's a new week. And we are bringing you opportunities. We are bringing you a conversation about ways in which you can grow, conversation about, globalizing education is what I titled it. And maybe it's a new concept for you, maybe something that you haven't thought about before, maybe something you have thought about before and you were not sure how to do it. Today we're going to tell you the very many different opportunities. We're going to concentrate on one, but there are many opportunities here at HCC in which you can connect with the world in here from campus and also in many other ways. And for that, I have Amelia Young. She's an English professor here at HCC. And I also have Mary Lynn Allen. She's the Director of International Education. I want to thank you both for joining me this morning, for your patience as well. If you guys notice, we're running a little behind on our schedule, and that's because technology decided that it was a Monday, a new month, maybe overload on candy. I don't know. Maybe that's what happened last night. And it just decided to give us a little bit of a hard time. But here we are ready to start the show for you. And Mary, let's start with you. Let's start, getting to know you a little bit better, telling us a little bit about yourself and your role here at HCC. Good morning to you both and welcome.
Good morning, Chris. And thanks for having us. We really appreciate it. And we're happy to be here. So I'm the Director of International Education. And basically, I run the office that normally under normal circumstances helps students participate in faculty-led study abroad programs. Those programs right now are on hold until conditions permit, given the pandemic. And in the meantime, we also have our Global Distinction Program, which is it's an academic program that students can join and obtain globally minded courses and activities so they can kind of graduate with a global program in mind and help them transfer out or get jobs in the future. And while the pandemic has been going on, we've been working on virtual exchange opportunities under the auspices of Collaborative Online International Learning, otherwise known as COIL, kind of a clumsy acronym, but still actually very, very well known in the field of international education. And a couple of virtual study abroad programs too. So that's what I've been up to lately.
And, I really appreciate the fact that in the circumstances given, and my daughter, she's still in high school, but she was the year that COVID hit, she was scheduled to go that summer and travel abroad. It was going to be her first experience of going with her class, with her school. It's different than what HCC does, but because I'm from Ecuador, I understand the importance, the value, and how much you can gain through just going and seeing other places, interacting in an educational manner, in other places, how much more you can learn. And Amelia, I want you to talk to us about that, right? I want you to talk to us about you, tell us who you are, a little bit of your background, and this idea of teaching, right? Teaching and incorporating that the world into your teaching, the connections to other cultures and what that does for your students.
Well, I started probably a little over 20 years ago teaching English as a second language. Mm-hmm. And my students come from all over the world. So I'm I enjoy very much teaching students from different cultures who have different language backgrounds. And now I'm teaching more native speakers of English. I teach college composition. My students still come from around the world. I have, different cultures. It's a diverse group of students that we have at HCC, but in my classroom, it's mostly native speakers. They have different backgrounds, like their parents might be immigrants. And I really enjoy bringing out their own cultures for them in the classroom. When I teach writing, I have them learn about what their own background is and think about it and share that. And so they learn from each other that everybody has some kind of different cultural backgrounds. And I've been using COIL, Collaborative Online International Learning Experiences, for my students for almost a decade now. I've not every semester, but I learned about it actually teaching in South America. I taught in Colombia for a semester, and I found out down there there was a professor doing an exchange, a virtual exchange with a professor in the US. He shared it with me, and I was like hooked from then on. I had to try it and started collaborating with my students and students in Colombia, South America, at Javeriana University. And it was like life-changing for my students to do that. So, you know, less than 2% of our students can study overseas for, you know, they're very busy. A lot of our students work. A lot of our students have families. They have different reasons for not being able to study overseas. So this gave that opportunity to all the students in my classes.
Mm-hmm. You know, what a beautiful thing. Colombia is where my mom's from. So you talked about a country that is dear and near to my heart. and you know, coming from another country, right, to the States and having that background and having to adapt to a new culture, fully learn a new language. I studied English all my life in Ecuador. It was a big eye-opener experience for me. But at the same time, I'm very appreciative of the fact that I have that experience, you know, having grown up somewhere else, having come to this country. And then when I go to other countries, it just really expands my view. And that on its own, it's learning those interactions that we have with other people, like you were saying, right? Right now you have mostly students who are, you know, born here and who are English speakers, yet, you know, they're coming and we're having, and I'm bringing their own culture, because just because you were here, you have your own culture, doesn't mean that you don't have that unique quality to yourself. And becoming aware of that, I think is there's power in what you're doing in your classrooms, Amelia. So the main goal of the Office of International Education is to help globalize the HCC campus. Mm-hmm. I want to explore this idea of globalization. I want to take a look at what that means from sure. this perspective of world languages. So talk to us about that, Mary.
Well, I would say, you know, globalization, internationalization, it's the purposeful integration of international, intercultural, and global ideas, themes, perspectives, activities, curricular and co-curricular, kind of into the ethos of an institution. And we're lucky because HCC really embodies that with the work we do with our incoming international students, with the Language Institute. We have study abroad. We have many faculty who are globalizing, internationalizing their courses. And there's a tie to diversity, equity, and inclusion too, which I may kind of come back around to clearly if we're including our international students and we're looking at these perspectives too, it really contributes to successful diversity, equity, and inclusion on campus too. So that's what I would say globalization is. And that really is, if you look at what my office does, their curricular endeavors that revolve around those themes. We work closely not only with students, but also with faculty, clearly now that we're kind of centralizing COIL in my office to kind of reach these goals.
Amelia, talk to us, please, about, you know, COIL. I mean, you said that you've been using that, that you were first exposed to it back in Colombia. And you know, why is it important that we have and that we bring this into our classrooms, into our classes here at HCC? What are we trying? What's the goal here for our students, right? How does that set them apart?
Well, as I said, the study abroad, well, I didn't talk about study abroad. That's sort of like the gold standard for students to really learn about another culture. And as not many people of our, not many students can do that. They don't have the resources, or for whatever reason, they can't go overseas. COIL gives them an opportunity to have an experience interacting with people and even in real time. We have Zoom sessions, for example. We used to have Skype sessions where they could talk to students pretty much their same age and learn from them and do a project together do research together. I teach college composition, so my students always need to learn how to do research. And so the students work together on a project. And just that experience of working with somebody who has a different culture, but is actually in that other country at that time, it's really different than if you meet someone who has a different cultural background in the US, because that experience, that if you are in your culture, you're immersed in your culture and you're actually acting in your culture. So they're learning really in real time what that culture is like, not secondhand or not filtered through the culture here. It's real. And so they can't be there, but they're sort of there at the same time. And my students love it. It's so engaging. And like, just at first, they're just finding out like, what do you eat? What do you do for fun? They show each other their phones, you know. It was so funny. Like, oh, you have an iPhone too. Like they have no idea that a lot of things are the same, but yet they learn those differences. And it's so interesting for them. And then they get into the real content. You know, my students are, they're doing projects about immigration, because it's a very complex, difficult global problem. And they've discovered that it is a global problem. They didn't think about it being a problem in another country. So it's been really exciting and engaging for them to discover actually how that problem is global and how it's addressed in different cultures.
You know, I think that one way that maybe we can all relate, right, is when COVID first happened, we transitioned to Zoom, and you could do your exercise class, right, with your gym, you know, being a Zoom, and it was offered in different ways, right? Either the live class where you were interacting with the teacher, or the pre-recorded class. And, you know, to your point, Amelia, of what it is like when you're in that setup and the energy and how that changes, right? Like when we were able to go to the gym in person, what that was like, when the instructors in the house, how that changes when they're in their environment. So I don't know if it's the right, but I'm just trying to bring it home to everybody, right? So that we can kind of understand, because it is different. You know, again, I'm from Ecuador. When I was seeing things through my lens, my Ecuadorian only lens, which is the lens that I grew up with, I saw the world and I thought the world worked only in the way that things worked in Ecuador. When I came to the United States for the first time, I mean, I remember just going through downtown Baltimore and feeling like I was in a movie, you know, with all of these big buildings and the streets the way they are, and seeing the traffic work differently. So just being in that environment physically changes that experience, and you speak different because that's the reality that you know. So I can't tell you how much I appreciate that our students are able to get that through these interactions with students who are in a different environment and who are bringing that, you know, maybe challenges, things that are not challenging for us here, right? Like accessing, I don't know, maybe water, or like going and buying, you know, what we need to make a project. Maybe if you're talking to somebody in a different country, they may not have that access. And, you know, just having and encountering those challenges can be so, so, so wonderful. Mary, talk to us a little bit about the different classes, because Amelia, you just talked to us about the one class you offer, but if you can tell us what are some of the classes that you guys are offering through Coral.
Well, I'm going to back up a little bit too, just to tell you the story. You know, I came on board about 4 years ago, and I remember one of my interview questions, frankly, from the person who's now my boss, Dr. Matt Van, who's kind of asked about collaborative online international learning. It's something that I had always wanted to do at my former school or whatever, but I did have a really superstar faculty that had been doing it for about a decade and really doing an incredible job. And we have all along wanted to bring this in a more organized way. We knew Amelia and maybe I think one or two other faculty were kind of just doing it on their own. So when travel was canceled in 2020, Matt and I really got together to kind of strategize about how to get this going and really get it going. So there's structure and there's policy around it. There's ways to do it. And we applied for a grant, and thanks to the stellar help from our you know, development office, our grants office and grant person and Matt's great writing, we won a National Endowment for Humanities grant. So all the COIL courses that have launched this semester are under that grant. So there are 6 COIL courses under that grant. Amelia is one of them. And we have a geography, we have a world, we have comparative world cultures and anthropology class. We have ethics and literature and English class. We have Amelia's composition class. We have a Spanish language class. We have a history class, history of Western civilization and the modern world. And we have geography intro to world geography. So these are all humanities and social sciences courses. And under this grant, which is, you know, the focus is really globalization, which is a pretty broad topic, but each of the faculty have chosen some kind of topic that has to do with humanities perspectives on globalizations, whether it's systems, forces, challenges, cultural issues. So that's what our students are working on right now with their partners. Each of our faculty are paired with a different partner. Amelia's partnered with a faculty member at the Horsens Gymnasium in Denmark. We've actually worked with Horsens, HCC has for many years. We have Dr. Hanel Bianchi is also paired with somebody from Horsens Gymnasium. Alejandro Muzio is teaching the anthropology class, and Robin Bauer Taylor, she's got the Spanish class. They're working with the University of Cuenca in Ecuador, your home country. And we also have Rick Leith. Am I forgetting anybody? Rick Leith is teaching ethics and literature, and he is working with Kansai University in Japan. And Dr. Yang Yu is working with somebody she actually got her PhD with way back in the day, and her partner is at Sarana University in Thailand. So we have a really lovely broad perspective of schools we're working with. And we just recruited our next round of 6 faculty, because this is a 3-year grant. So we have 6 courses right now. We have probably about 120 students in those classes that are all getting access to international education opportunities for free, because like Amelia said, there's no cost involved. They just sign up for their classes they normally would, and hopefully really get engaged as Amelia's students are. But next year we'll have double the amount of courses running. And I'm out there hitting the pavement looking for more faculty, because this isn't just for the humanities. People COIL in, it can be nursing, it can be, you know, other aspects of health studies, engineering, environmental studies, business, you name it, you really can COIL if you find, and it doesn't, the courses do not have to match. In fact, interdisciplinary courses are really encouraged. Alejandro Muzio is teaching comparative world cultures. His partner is teaching, she teaches English to tourism majors. So you really can, it's the creativity of the faculty that really kind of brings all these topics and whatever kind of interests them to kind of life for the students too. So.
Amelia, let's dive into a classroom, right? Let's dive into one of this courses, and let's really dissect what it looks like, right? So when our students join College Composition, and it's your class and it's a COIL class, what can they expect to find, you know, when they come into the classroom? How does the class work? How does the interaction happen? Kind of guide us and give us like an inside behind the scenes kind of picture of, you know, one of these COIL classes.
Well, I generally structure these COIL courses so that students in the beginning learn about their own culture. They kind of analyze and they actually figure out that they have a culture, because you don't think about, you're like a fish in the water. You don't think about the water, you know, it's just there. So they learn about their own cultures and share with each other. And they find out they have multiple cultures. And then a little bit later in the semester, after they actually write a paper about their own cultures, they meet the students in another country. And in this case, this semester, it was students in Denmark. and they get to know each other. And it's just sort of like basic surface cultural facts about what they eat, what they do in their free time, sports that they enjoy. They share pictures. My students actually this time did something different, which was really fun. They took the Danish students on a tour of campus. So they brought their phones and they narrated walking around campus. Awesome. You know, this is our library. We actually have a Starbucks, you know, just places that they like on campus. And it was exciting because we're still in the pandemic, but they were able to go around and talk to somebody. And my students work in groups, and the students in Denmark were working in groups. So they kind of discuss in groups about how their campuses were different, because the way the campuses work in Denmark are very different. And so they learned a lot just about what campuses look like. And then I picked a theme with the professor in Denmark. We had months of kind of working together to prepare this, so we're kind of doing the same thing. Then we have this theme of immigration. So we had our students read and discuss, kind of starting with kind of easy videos and articles about immigration and immigration issues in the two countries, to kind of sort out how they're similar and different and what the problems are. And then students work together to figure out what problems they might want to focus on, because we are working towards having a debate about immigration issues and problems, because the EU has big problems just like we do to deal with, to solve. And so, actually, this Wednesday, they're going to finally have their debate. They've been doing research and they have teams, and we're going to videotape it so that the students can watch themselves later.
That's great.
And also I'll be able to see all the debates, because each team is about six to eight students, and I won't be able to watch and listen to all of them at the same time, because they're going to be simultaneous. And after the debate, then they'll each have a discussion and try to come up with kind of compromise diplomatic solutions, because there's not a winner or a loser in this kind of problem. We just have to figure out how to make things better. So that's what their goal is going to be. And all along, my students, they're writing students, so they've been writing journals about each step along the way. And eventually, after the debate is over, we won't meet with the Danish students anymore, but my students will be writing research papers on a particular immigration topic. So the whole semester kind of has that same theme. And I think it's true for the students in Denmark too, that they maintain the theme through December. So, yeah.
You know, this is a college composition class, and we are debating about immigration, and you just talked about, you know, we're talking about international relations, there's no winner or loser. I mean, you just expanded this idea, because somebody may be watching and listening and saying, wait, but this is college composition. And I hear you, Mary, you're saying that everybody's writing at the same time, but, like, you know, having this opportunity to explore global issues and connect your class with something that's real, right? Because I think that's one of the things that people think when they think about education. I know there's a big question that says, well, where am I going to use this? How am I going to use this in my life, right? Once I finish my class and that's it, then I'm done with it and I'm never going to see it again. Or, you know, like, there's usually that idea of education happens outside of the world. And here you're showing us, not really. We're educating our students about what's happening in the world. And through that, we're bringing college composition. And, you know, we're using this idea, this concept of even giving them the opportunity to interact with people in real time in other countries and talk about those issues, the similarities and the differences as well. And just kind of like acknowledging that and using college composition to achieve all of that. Amelia, in the years that you've been doing this, you know, for students who you've been doing COIL courses for a long time, what's the feedback or how have you seen maybe students grow through the classroom? What have you noticed that COIL classes bring to the students that regular college composition classes may not be bringing to them?
I think the engagement in this particular content. So I've learned that a theme is really helpful so that we can dig really deep into a particular content that I'm actually not an expert in. So I tell the students they're going to be teaching each other and teaching me about these issues. And that's exciting for them. They always think of their professors as being content experts. And I'm an expert in teaching writing and evaluating writing, but not in immigration, for example, or whatever our theme is for that semester. But I've noticed that they really are genuinely excited about it because they're talking to students in another country about the same issue and seeing the differences. And they're learning things that really are problems that we need, you know, our government and we need to address. And, you know, and it's global. And just over the years, I just want to tell you like a couple of things that students have noticed. Just these are anecdotal, but students over the summer. So if I have a spring COIL class, over the summer, I'll get email from students saying, I'm still reading about Columbia, or I'm still reading, like they're listening to the news. When the news comes on, for example, my students this semester, they hear Denmark, their ears are going to perk up. They're going to automatically listen and want to know what they're saying about Denmark, because they know people in Denmark right now that they could go visit or something. Maybe someday they can't visit now, but like they actually know people now in that country. They're at least in that one place, they're going to be interested. And so my students, I remember when we were studying Columbia, they would write me over the summer and just say how worried they were about something that was happening in Columbia at that time. And that was so exciting because we want lifelong learners. So this is where it can start. You know, with them getting so engaged and knowing people in a place, so they're going to listen to find out what's happening there. That's just amazing. And they don't forget, like you have a lot of classes or information that you might learn in classes that you forget. But I don't think they ever forget this experience. It's very impactful. It really is. I mean, another thing, it happened, I met a student in a grocery store like 4 years after a COIL experience. And the student looked at me and remembered, and they said, Columbia, you know, like they remembered that about my class. It was so funny. I was like, yeah, I'm so glad you remembered about that class, because like most people I don't think they, you know, remember so much about their writing class. But when it has this kind of content attached to it with real people, and it's just so interesting, they're going to remember it, hopefully forever, but I know they remember it for years later.
Mary, tell us, you know, in your experience and through international education, and you're really, really passionate about this, right? Mm-hmm, absolutely. Why did we get so excited? I mean, you said when you first interviewed, you were already thinking about COIL. You were already wanting to really establish this as a program here. Talk to us about why you felt that it was important that we offer this opportunity for HEC students.
Sure. Well, like Amelia said, even though we have a lot of students, I think, you know, in a really good year, maybe we'll run 6 or 7 study abroad programs and maybe send about 80 students abroad. But that we're never going to reach a ton of students. But COIL, if a lot of faculty are doing COIL and there's 10, 15, 20, 25 students in each of those courses, it's just we're going to be able to reach more students. And it's really, really important. I think all the reasons Amelia said, it's engaging, it can be fun for students, it's experiential, they're going through this, you know, really 3 to 7 week project with their peers from another institution. It's exciting. It's intercultural. They have to grapple with these intercultural kind of problems or challenges that come up when they're working together. It's collaborative. I can't think of any job right now where you're not working with other people from other, you know, of diverse backgrounds. That's really important. Digital literacy plays into that, to the game here. That's important. So it's important. And I think COIL, so there are all these like spin-offs from what the project does, right? So that it benefits the students in all these ways, but also our faculty. Our faculty are working with these partners abroad, and they're going through a COIL, they're basically going through a larger scale COIL themselves. So wherever they are in their intercultural learning, they're going to they're going to grow, they're going to change, they're going to learn about how things are done or what the educational system is like. And you know, I'll say this about COIL too, it doesn't always go according to plan. Amelia knows this, our faculty who are working on them, anything can happen. We just had technical difficulties today, right? These things can happen. In some countries, there's bandwidth issues. There could be a hurricane somewhere and that throws you off course, or it's how your partner's culture kind of views time off, where they're not checking in, so your calendars might not align. So many, many things like this are happening. So it's great for our faculty too. The more they are understanding global learning and they are on this intercultural journey themselves, the more they're going to be able to facilitate it for their students, right? Right here in the classroom, right here, right now, like you said, in real time, which is fantastic. And all of that is good for the overall campus internationalization. And I know the power, once we're doing this for a few years, not only will we have more students and faculty who are kind of globally literate, so to speak, but I think some of these partnerships, and this is kind of the piece that I work on, is creating these partnerships and finding the matches, matching people up and connecting people. But I just know that when we can travel again, I feel like we're going to be able to meet some of these partners. They'll be able to come here. There'll be hopefully research projects. There are many things we can do together. So really it's going to be enriching the campus on a much bigger scale too. So, it's very exciting. I'm very sorry that it took the pandemic for us to have the bandwidth to do this, but all in all, when we get travel to come back, which hopefully will be in 2023, and we have all of this COIL, it's just going to be fantastic for students, many opportunities to choose from.
And, you know, you talked about that, Amelia, and you, Mary, also touched on it, right? Like, not everybody can afford to go and travel, you know, through one of the classes here at HEC. Not everybody has, for whatever reason. I mean, I know that I wanted to do that. I wanted to travel when I was in school. And I was already a mom. I was working full time. Maybe I could have afforded, right? But time-wise, I couldn't afford it, right? Maybe right. The financial part wasn't what was stopping me. If I really wanted to, I would have probably been able to make it work out. However, it was all these other obligations that I had. So how good to know that you can have that global experience. You can expand your classroom beyond the classroom, right? You can have this opportunity to really connect. It sounds really empowering. The fact that you as a student come in and you're like, oh, wait, my teacher is not an expert on this subject, and yet we're both going to be learning through that. I can actually teach, you know, not just myself, but my teacher as well on this subject. I mean, that's empowering. I can make an impact. I can, you know, I loved, Amelia, what you said, now that people are listening to the news or if they're reading through something and there's a connection to that country that maybe they didn't even know was there before, right? Or knew that it was there, but didn't think about it. And now they're like listening because they're now personally invested in that. And, you know, you talked about, you mentioned, Mary, before equity and inclusion. And I want you to expand on that because I think it's really important. I think that's a conversation that we're having. And it's so important to understand that COIL might be a way in which you can dive into those issues of diversity and inclusion just by being part of this class.
Yeah, well, I would say, I mean, what it does is creates, just having COIL as part of the international education opportunities at HCC creates more access to it, right? And that's what we want, because there is no cost. You have to know about it. That's key. And we're trying to get the word out, you know, and it's new to students. So we're going to, you know, get the word out about it, so students know about it and can intentionally sign up for these classes. But basically any student can do it, right? You can do it, so that's a really good thing. So that kind of hopefully will level the playing ground when it comes to international education. And, you know, HCC is a really wonderful place to be working on international education, because even when we do run our study abroad programs, granted, again, there's limited topics, we're only going to have, you know, 5 to 7 of these programs, but we do have a lot of scholarship money that helps students, you know, considerably, because we do want them to have access to those programs too. And we do work hard to work on the design of those programs, the locations of those programs, the topics of those programs. So they do, you know, in that little portfolio, there'll be kind of a nice array for students to choose from, which I think also contributes to, you know, access in study abroad and international education. But yeah, I think that's the main thing, that COIL is free. And it's there for everybody. And the more classes that you know that are available, then the more opportunities students will have. And you know, our hope certainly is that some students will do some COIL. And then when travel comes back, they'll be like, wow, I do want to go abroad. We're gonna get into that international education office, and we're gonna talk to Rachel McLeod, the study abroad advisor, and find out more. Or hey, they've done a COIL or maybe two, and then they're gonna go on to transfer to a 4-year college, where there are semester study abroad programs, and they go on and do that. I mean, I know Amelia has seen some of those impacts too, you know, and by the way, I just wanna say, we're so lucky to have her. When I first started, she came to talk to me to talk about COIL, and I was like, yep, someday we're gonna get there. We're gonna get to do this. And I'm so glad that she's been able to be part of this first like organized cohort, but she really was one of the pioneers at HCC. So I'm glad she's here with us today to talk about it.
And, you know, it really sounds like a great opportunity for everybody. I'm thinking, because it's not attached to a particular curriculum, it's not attached to just one type of career, how exciting would it be if maybe, you know, all of our basic level classes were COIL, right? Yeah. And so that everybody...
They're all gen eds right now, right? They're gen eds, and a lot of our study abroad, it's in gen eds, and that is really... that's very impactful, and many students take these courses, which is fantastic. And you know, another benefit that we haven't mentioned that we hope to, you know, kind of, and I know some of the faculty are kind of talk about this while they're doing these projects, is how marketable these things are, and that, you know, we are creating not just global citizens, but we're contributing to the global workforce and students, as long as they can. And they are, because Amelia, if you listen to what she was talking about when she spoke about her assignments, she's building in this reflection piece. So they're not just doing it, they're thinking about it, they're processing it. That is really important, so they can go forth and articulate what they've learned and how they can, like you said, Chris, apply that to wherever it is they're going, whatever it is they're doing. That's key. And we need to help them on that journey. That doesn't just happen naturally.
And that exploration, you know, because here we are, college composition, we're talking about immigration. I mean, maybe somebody gets so passionate about this that decides that that's what they want to do. They want to be, you know, they want to work in the law. They want to work Yep. about immigration. They want to do something with social justice. They want to, you know, we could inspire our students through a COIL class, right? Where they're coming in for a college composition, a class that you have to take, right? A gen ed class. And yet through that interaction that you're having with students in a different country, you might actually discover what it is that you want to do for your career just because of the topic that you're working on, or because of an interaction that you had with somebody else. Or maybe, you know, you talked about there's a hurricane or there's bandwidth, and yep. maybe somebody gets inspired and is like, well, why are we not having internet yet? And then we have the next, exactly. I don't know, the next Tesla or something. I don't know.
But, yeah, well, that's exactly it. I mean, I think project-based work is so important, and collaboration is so important. And it's like, that is it. They have the power to, like, when we're working cross-culturally like this to solve these issues, right? These issues that are here now, and we want them to be good at it. So the planet lasts longer, and we're healthier people and happier people because of all the problems they've worked on.
Absolutely. And working together with people who are in a very different place than where you are today, you know, it might just be that inspiration that you need to ignite and start your career and make that change in the world. Amelia, we have about 8 minutes here left in our conversation. I want you to invite everybody. I want you to really just take, you know, a few minutes to talk to everybody who's listening, who's watching, maybe as a faculty, maybe as a student, maybe, you know, maybe as somebody, I mean, we are online, so maybe somebody from a different country altogether that's listening to this. I want you to talk to everybody and challenge them, maybe invite them to be part of a COIL class.
Wow. I feel like one thing that I really should say, Mary brought this up, is that as a person, I have grown and developed, and as a faculty member as well, by this intense interaction that I have with another faculty member in this collaborative work. And the students see me, because sometimes I project my on my image and my partner's image on the screen, and we're talking, and they see how I interact with that person. And I know the professor in Denmark really well now. I've even on Zoom, I've met his family, because sometimes they come into the picture. And it's been really enlightening to me. I didn't know much about Danish culture. It made me want, I read a book about Danish culture. And I learned different ways that I could communicate with him. Like this semester, for the first time, all my students just call me by my first name, which I've never done before. They don't call me Professor Young, because in Denmark, you call your professor by the first name. And I told the students in the beginning, they're very informal compared to us in the classroom, and everybody goes by their first name. So that was kind of strange to them, and it was strange to me, but it was something that we adjusted to. So we kind of made myself a little more Danish, and I think the Danish professor made himself a little American. So we kind of met in the middle. Beautiful. To work together. And that, yeah, it's beautiful. So the students could see me do that from the beginning. From the beginning, they were calling me Amelia, and they called that professor Steen, which is his name. And it was, I don't know. And then they just learned a little by little more about that culture. And I'm so excited, because they have friends now. And maybe if they have a chance, they'll go to Denmark and they can meet those students and at least go have coffee or something, go have a beer. I don't know. And it's so funny. One of the things my students brought up is that they don't have a drinking age like we do. And one day we couldn't meet them because they had a party and they were drinking on their campus. We don't have drinking on our campus.
No.
Little things like that, they're like, hey, we don't have drinking on our campus. And I'm like, well, could be good, but that's our rules here. We're different. So I don't know. It's just been a lot of fun learning, but also good learning that I think that it will be something that will stay with them. And they've benefited, I've benefited and learned. And that's beautiful to me. So.
You spoke to something that I think it's really important for all of us to really understand, that cultural competency. It's so important. If we could approach people from different cultures and understand that background information you just gave us, right? We may be too formal for somebody, who's from a country where they're all used to just calling each other by their first name. I mean, we just need to think about languages, right? And sometimes when you hear somebody who's from Russia or from Greece, you think they're really, really upset because they're so loud and it sounds so, the language itself sounds so hard. And they could be saying, I love you. They could be just asking where the bathroom is, right? Like simple questions. But having that cultural competency, that right there to me is a really important reason why everybody should consider coming and taking one of the COIL classes here at HCC, because it just makes us better prepared to go and interact with people who are from other cultures. Mary, I want you to give us where we can find information, sure, where we can connect with you guys. And also, I want you to invite everybody to come and participate, not just of COIL classes, but everything else that you guys offer.
Great. Well, our International Education Office is definitely open. We're there. We can help students in person, by appointment, or virtually, however they want. Basically, we're located in CL 113, So we're there normal hours. Our website is howardcc.com/internationaled. And you can find, there's a COILS page there, and the courses for next semester, which are pretty much the same as this semester, are gonna go up there. And registration is basically starting this week for certain populations. So you can definitely look them up and participate in them. You can also talk to our study abroad and program coordinator advisor, Rachel McLeod. She can tell you all about them and how to get involved in COIL. We want you to. You can also write to our email, which is intled@howardcc.edu.
Mary Amelia, thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for giving our students these opportunities that take them, you know, a little above, in my opinion, of just that regular class. And it's setting them apart as professionals to really understand the world and make a big difference once they're ready to start their career. So I really thank you both. And I thank everybody for listening and for watching. Share this content with everybody, share this content with your friends. If you have kids, if maybe you want to take a class, why not? Come check us out, howardcc.edu. International education on that search bar will give you all the information you need.
Exactly.
Have a wonderful Monday. And until next time, I am Cris Oviedo.